We were playing some of the music this morning before church. I was listening to it, and I thought to myself, well, that's perfect, because one of the verses is, it tells about Jesus' pure, unbounded love, that that's what Jesus is all about. That's what Jesus is, pure, unbounded love. What an awesome thought. Well, it's Easter season still, so happy Easter again. And John explains to us what life, what Easter living life is all about, and what God expects from us, his Easter people. John wrote, "We love because he first loved us." How appropriate, how perfect is that for today? We love because he first loved us. When we know this in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, and we live by this, our lives change. Jesus, pure, unbounded love. Jesus changes us, our ways, our attitudes, our whole being, because of his love. In our college today, I have to admit, it does its job. It does focus our thoughts. It collects our minds. We pray, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his footsteps. We are to be determined to obey him. We are to be committed totally to doing his will, and faithful in our love of God and others each and every day. And all of this helps us to live a life that glorifies God, and it leads us to eternal life, our Easter living. Many times we may say, oh, yes, I know Jesus. I'm a Christian. But do my or do our actions, do our words, do our thoughts truly and genuinely each and every day represent our, oh, yes, we know Jesus. Yes, we're Christians. Well, only we can answer that for ourselves. How do we plan our days? How do we plan our week? How do we plan our lives? With our days, how do we start them off? Do we say hi to God when we first wake up, maybe even before we open our eyes? Do we pray? What do we truly do? What do we accomplish? Do we go to God in prayer in any kind of situation and ask him, you know, well, God, what do you think? What do you want me to do? Or do we kind of turn to our own wants and our own desires, you know, do what we want to do? In our lives, how do we treat other people? Do we treat them with love and respect, or with neglect, or maybe somewhere in between, not quite in a caring, compassionate, forgiving, and loving way as our Lord? How do we truly respond to God's expectations of us? How do we respond to his will or to his call to each and every one of us? Or do we occasionally and conveniently think, well, not today, not this time, not this week. No. I'll start, you know, really praying to God soon. Well, hopefully, we do think of God first and then live our life out accordingly. And the lessons today, they show us, they tell us about people who do. follow Jesus. In Acts, we hear all about Philip. Obviously, from what we heard, we know that Philip obeys God. He even risked his own safety. What did it say? He was on a wilderness road. So he risks his own safety for God and for other people. And he also goes against the norm of the day, the socially accepted way, because Philip, according to the social etiquette of that day, should not have had anything to do with that Ethiopian eunuch. He should have stayed far away from him. And not only does he go up to him and talk to him, but he gets into his chariot. Philip is interested in sharing. He's excited about sharing the Lord with this eunuch, who is really trying hard to read and understand Isaiah, but needed some help. So then between their conversations and the Bible and the Holy Spirit being present with both of them, what happens? The eunuch says, well, what's to prevent me from being baptized? Well, absolutely nothing. And Philip knew that. So there was some water. They got out, and the eunuch was baptized. Philip knew what Jesus wanted, and he obeyed, and he did it. He was motivated, strengthened, guided, even with risk, into the action of teaching someone else about his Lord. The ripple effect, and then I'm sure the eunuch went off and praised God and glorified him as well. Philip knew that he was the eunuch, was interested. And he was even a humble person because he was kind of, let's say, important in his world and really didn't or shouldn't have anything to do with Philip. But Jesus, knowing Jesus and loving Jesus and following him, goes beyond any social barriers. And so he was baptized. And then I have to admit, even after that, it tells a little bit more about Philip. Philip is moved again by the Holy Spirit. He goes off preaching the good news again. Almost forgot that. And then we hear John teaching and warning the people, guiding them to be true to the Lord and sincere in their love of God by caring for anyone and everyone that they meet. John tells them that the way for us to know for sure if God lives in us and if we live in him is how we love one another. That lets us know. Jesus teaches us that yes, we can do this. John teaches us yes, we can do this. Even Philip teaches us, yes, that we can do it. We can love God and others just like the Lord because of Jesus. That's how we can. One time in Tunkhannock, Dana Dowling told me a story. He said, I always tell my children, don't ever tell me you can't do something, because we can do anything. It's a matter of, do we want to or not? And that has stuck with me. So it's can't versus don't want to. The Bible teaches us, the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, us being Christians, that lets us know we can follow the Lord if we choose. It's up to us to say yes, to mean it, and then to do it, to accomplish God's will in our lives. We are to live our lives through Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit because we love God and we know that God never abandons us. We're not here on earth alone. God is with us. And then we are to love because Jesus Christ himself commands us to love. It pleases God and it glorifies him each and every day. Our willingness and our ability to truly love is our witness for him on earth. And downstairs, when you go for coffee hour, and if you want to buy a few tickets for the basket, little commercial, look at the bulletin board, because we put that up just by, I guess, not accident, but through the Holy Spirit last week. It says what the lectionaries say. We love God. We love because God loved us first. We are able to love because God loved us first. Amen.